good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It's been so long, it seems like, since we have been live. I've been on the road, but I'm so excited to be back and live and on air with you and being able to just share some of the good things that's been going on lately. I don't know, everybody is not on my social media, and that's okay, but I definitely have the opportunity to catch you up on so many different things that's going on with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and me, Dr. Gina. First and foremost, I want to say welcome to the show. Please, while you got an opportunity, tell everybody to tune in. The number again is 605-475-1600. You can tune in from your cell phone just by dialing that number, or you can go directly onto my website, drginaprince.com, or you can go to BBS Radio. Station number one is bbsradio.com. Listen, I'm super excited. The weather is changing. Seasons are changing. So many topics going on. So many traumatic situations going on in our nation. So many disappointing things. But then there's so many things that God is doing as well. And I want us to just keep our head up, because in the midst of every storm, God is still in control and he is still moving. I want to tell you that Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, starting today actually, will be on every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are elevating, you guys. We are increasing. God is expanding our territory. And so it is a demand for more time of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So I am more than excited and more than honored to oblige. Yes, we will be on every Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I got a special show. Not that this show is not special, because every one of Dr. Gina's Radio Chats are the bomb.com. So I'm very excited to be a part of this. But today, I'll go ahead and tell you about next week's show so we can go ahead and get you ready for next week. Next week, October the 5th, we're having a special Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with Health and Soul. Some of you that know me know that I believe in wholeness, mind, body, and soul. And if you listen to the jingle, it'll tell you about working out mind, body, and soul, working out your mind, your soul, get your soul getting healed, working your body, getting healthy, just walking in oneness. And so we're having a special Health and Soul next week, because my DVD is coming out and being released officially October the 8th. I am so excited about it, y'all. Okay, so let me catch you up. In June, we went on, I had a DVD that was filmed in Detroit, okay, at a historical high school. I'm going to just say this. I'm not going to say the name of the school, but if you remember the movie Beverly Hills Cop, it was the t-shirt that Eddie Murphy wore. Okay, so that's just one hint. In Beverly Hills Cop, the first one, it was a gray t-shirt and he wore it in the film, and it was the name of the historic school in Detroit, Michigan. Okay, so that's all I can tell you, but it was filmed there and it was just such a beautiful atmosphere, a beautiful feel, and I just couldn't have been more pleased. We did that for 2 days, and Roderick Dickerson is the actual director and film producer of that, and the editor and the graphic designer. He did all of that. And so you're going to be pleased when you see the creativity along with the thorough exercises that I will be presenting to you in this new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. So I'm super excited about that. I got Altonio Seahorn Jr. You've heard him on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. He's actually in there working out with me. And Anthony Bond, DJ Word is Bond. He's spinning on the tracks for us, giving us some mixes of some theme songs that I had done. It's just going to be a very, very, very exciting DVD. So make sure that you go on myhealthandsoul.com so you can get all updates and you can go ahead and make your purchase. I'm going to be doing giveaways and things like that. I'm going to be doing bulk sales and package deals and things like that, because I want you to know that I truly have my motive behind this is because God had led me to do it, and he actually, this is part of his plan of impartation of people living healthy, whole, and living free. You know, so many of us in the ministries are struggling with depression and struggling with different, traumatic things that have happened to us. We're wounded, broken, lonely, fearful, so many different things while we're preaching, while we're teaching, while we're imparting, while we're intercessing, while we're ministering, while we're praising God. And we're carrying loads of stuff that we just don't have to carry anymore. And some of us are using some of the things for comfort as far as food and bad nutrition or not working out or not being motivated. That's the main thing. When you are burdened with the bondage of weights of loneliness or rejection or abandonment or, you know, whatever hurt and pain you might be carrying or dealing with, you know, you might turn to a different vice to actually deal with the situation. Well, God wants you to be free, that you do not have to just deal with anything. He called us overcomers. And yes, we like that I survive things, and that's great. But let me tell you something. It is nothing better than overcoming something. Because when you overcome something, it's done. Surviving means that you might still have to deal with it later. I survived that. So you're bearing down for the next, turmoil or whatever. Listen, we overcomers. God called us victors and overcomers. And so I don't care what kind of disease the doctors told you had. I don't care what the reports may be from the enemy or whatever. I'm believing the report of the Lord, and I'm believing that you are whole and healed. And I'm believing that wholeness is so important for us in this day and time. If we're distracted by things, we will not be able to focus on what is the biggest picture and what God has for us to do. So with all that being said, we're having a special on health and soul, and we got Billy Blanks coming on. You know him, the Tybo expert and creator. He's coming on, and he's going to set it off for us. And I got a whole list of folks that's going to be on. Every person that has something to do with the making of health and soul fitness DVD. So they're going to be on. Patiques from Patiques Famous Cheesecake, they're going to be on. It's so many testimonies, y'all, that's going to inspire you to get you motivated to truly seek for wholeness. You're not perfect. None of us will ever be perfect until we get with our Father. But check this out. Isn't it good to know that you're not alone and that you can too overcome some things? And listen, it's time for your latter days to be greater. So that's what we're striving for. We're striving for Father's excellence. That's all. So wholeness, why not? Okay, so listen, on October the 8th is my launching party. Going to be in Detroit, Michigan. At Burt's Place. Isn't that fitting? Seeing as though it was filmed in Detroit, where I'm from. So I'm super excited about that. We got comedians Bill Hill and Natrice Banner. They're going to be on. Natrice Banner's going to be celebrating her birthday. We're going to be celebrating Burt. We're going to be celebrating Detroit. We're going to be celebrating Health and Soul Fitness DVD being released officially on October the 8th. So super excited. Everybody's invited. There's no admission. Everything is free. You got free food, free entertainment, free parking, a good free time to celebrate one another. Isn't that going to be something? So if you are in the area or if you want to fly on in, all you got to do is email me at Dr. Gina R. Prince, at gmail.com, or you can email me, which is better, at myhealthandsoul@gmail.com. That's better. That way you can reserve your space, or I can communicate with you and maybe see if we can get some good hotel rates for you if you're coming in from out of state. It's going to be fun, y'all, all night. We planning on holding it down. The Detroit is going to represent, so I'm super excited about that. Now, today's show, and my guest is already ready to come on. We got John Ewing, Ewing the Third, filmmaker of The Redemption of a Dog and The Chronicle of Marriage. I mean, he's going to be on. He's been on everything. He is the bomb filmmaker. But then we got the hit maker, Thrill, from the 69 Boys. He's going to be joining us in just a few seconds. But I also want to tell you, please tune in to the 5 Minutes to Success with business consultant Pamela Lou Hing and my main man co-host. We got A-Train, comedian A-Train is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about trending topics. So stay tuned.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Well, hello, Thrill. How are you?
Hey, live and in the place, having a good time today. How you doing, Dr. G?
Man, I am having a great time. Thrill, listen, when don't you have a good time? I don't think any of the listeners will ever believe that y'all ever had any bad times at all. You guys, literally, seriously, I mean, you all have always generated such enthusiasm and excitement and fun, and you just took beats and you took, you know, lyrics and just made people happy. You know what I mean? It was just always fun, and people got it in listening to y'all and dancing to y'all music and just the new dances that y'all created out of your music. Can you please tell the listeners, first of all, if you know, you might want to say hello to them. I don't know. You want to give them some love real quick?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Shouts out to everybody out there that is a Thrill the Player or a 69 Boy fan, of course, or a Tootsie Roll fan. You know, we got a lot of fans from over the years, and we thank y'all for that support. But, of course, we're in the house today and just bringing everybody up to date on, like you said, those fun party vibes.
Yes. Where exactly, for some people that don't know, where are you guys from exactly?
Originally, myself, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and Fast and Slow, the two dancers, they're from Orlando, Florida. So we all Florida boys.
Florida boys. You know, I love me some Jacksonville, Florida. I love Jacksonville, Florida so much. I just love the vibe. I mean, for me, I just, every time I go there, I always have a great, great time. I love the radio stations there. They give me nothing but love. And so it's just a great place to come and be. So tell us, so are you still in Jacksonville now?
Well, actually, I'm based out of Tallahassee, but I'm in Jacksonville all week, every week, pretty much recording or doing something as we're getting ready to release my solo project, which is called Duvalian. But since we launched our video from our 69 Boys project, which is called Thick Girls Winning, we shot a part of it in Jacksonville. So we've been spending a lot of time in not just Jacksonville, but a lot of Florida cities as well, Tampa, you know, Orlando, Fort Myers, Tallahassee.
But check this out. I was just with y'all doing a little co-hosting with A-Train while y'all were on tour with Kings and Queen of Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a tour that's out right now. It co-features DMX, Bone Thugs and Harmony, of course, 69 Boys, Trina. A lot of groups that those promoters are taking it back to the era when, like you said, music was made to help you escape problems. I think a lot of the music now, it focuses on what a lot of people are going through in their daily lives. So when I get off work, a lot of times if I've had problems, I don't necessarily want to turn on other issues that I may have to be put more in a depressed state. So a lot of promoters and people are just reaching out to groups that did bring the fun and the party vibe and just help you escape just the pressures and the heaviness of life. Of course, it's not, you know, as pure per se as gospel, but the music that just helps to uplift you and have a good time.
Listen, I'm telling you, and that's what it's all about. I mean, we're in the world. We may not be of the world, but check this out. The music that you guys have generated has always made somebody want to dance. We heard them at Christian barbecues. Come on now. I mean, you know, it's not even really about that so per se, but just the fact that it is good-hearted music and it always gave us some fun and always made us feel light and free. I mean, and then the beats were always on point. How can you not love, you know, I mean, it's just everybody fell in love with you of all ages. And that's the thing, when you're able to captivate, you know, a wide variety of age groups and different races and things like that, and they listening and jamming to your music, I'm telling you, that is a true gift. And I just believe that God honors, you know, just the heart of where your motives were and things like that. So, I mean, it's truly been a blessing, and that's why it was a hit. And that's why you guys are still relevant right now, you know. So, I mean, you guys are doing great things. So, but we're excited about your solo project. So how long has this been going for?
The solo project, this will be my third solo release. Well, actually, it's more, but I think since I think since I got revelation to who I was and to who I am and was able to put that forth in the music, that it just came about 3 albums ago. So now this Duvalian project to me is, of course, my best solo work. And, you know, it has a record now that's being played on Praise 107 in Jacksonville, which is a song called Awesome. And, you know, it's picking up steam everywhere.
Wow, I'm very excited about that. I wish I had a clip because we could have, you know, let the listeners listen to it. But we got to have you on again, definitely, so we can go ahead and let people know what's going on and actually get a taste of it and hear it. But I know you're going to give them your information where they can follow you on your social media and things like that. I think that we're just all rooting for you and very excited about what God is doing for you. And you know that it's him. And I love when you said you got the revelation of who you are. When was that moment for you? Can you help the listeners know that?
Well, I was after our initial 69 Voices says coming into the game, the 69 Boys was a clean group by choice, because we came up in the era of NWA and Luke and the Two Live Crew. So we just were the youngins that would be like, man, we want to do shows. But we noticed Luke and them can't come to our school and do shows. But what if we were a group that did clean music and could end up going to school and do shows? So, I got saved at an early age. So I said, God, if you'll let me just have a career in music, I'll just make clean, fun music. I won't make that. Even though everybody knew me, I was deep in the streets at the time. So long story short, with that 69 Boys success, you know, my grandmother used to always tell me, you cannot hang with a lot of different people and not become that, no matter how good you are as a person, if you're not constantly feeding your spirit. So, you know, I started hanging with people, and I got hooked to prescription drugs. So I went through a very, very, very bad battle to where it was taking pretty much morphine for me to take and function daily, because I would take so many hydrocodone and pills that my muscles would relax so long, I would have to go to the hospital just to even get a bowel movement again. So, like, it was stuff like that, just, you know. And then one day God spoke to me as I was just sitting out walking down the street taking a walk, and he was saying, you've been in the business and you sold over 35 million records, but you never got a royalty check for a reason. You've always been blessed to live off your publishing, but royalties, I could never understand, you know, what the hang-up was. Long story short, I never got that money because I would have wasted it all and lost it all. But that revelation set me on the track to fighting for the right thing, and God used that to open my eyes. And then when I could be open and clear-headed physically, then musically, it was that outlet never went away. The further I got away from God, because my source for music, whether it was Tootsie Roll or what I'm making now, it was always God. That's where my gift come from. And the further I got away from that, the further I got away from any revelation that was going to happen in my life.
Thrill, you better go on and preach. I'm so excited that you opened up and felt comfortable to share that, because you don't know how many people that is going to help right now. It is so many people that just don't have that revelation. They're trying to figure it out, try to make it work, trying to fix it, try to do what they still want to do, and, you know, expect God to bless, but yet there is definitely things that we have that actually blocks the rivers from flowing. And just like you took ownership of that, I pray that this will encourage the listeners to please look, do a self-examination and really take ownership, because his prescription drug could be your man, or his prescription drug situation could have been you're chasing after money. I mean, your addiction to money, or addiction to shopping, or addiction to drugs, or addiction to alcohol, whatever it is. And thank God for deliverance. I want to just celebrate you on that. I'm so thankful that God delivered you and broke that off of you. And I just thank God. You just sound so restored and so refreshed. And to be able to have the opportunity to share your testimony with people, the world actually, and somebody just getting blessed by that, you don't even know how much that has really definitely, I mean, you don't even know how much God is getting the glory just from that alone. So, you know, everything that you've done, but just you being able to tell your story is so much more rewarding, and God's truly going to honor you and bless you. I'm so thankful.
Right.
I'm so thankful.
And thank people like yourself for even giving me an outlet to share that with people, because so many people just don't realize that their story is not over. And I just want to encourage everybody to be encouraged.
I just thank you for that. Thank you. You fit right in with Dr. Gina's radio chat, because the same thing, your testimony, I can relate to it so much. So, you know, and it's just part of this is part of it. This is all ministry, from, you know, clean music, just like A-Train, he's from Jacksonville, does clean comedy. I mean, God is really blessing, and he's using all outlets to bless people. So if you've gone through something and you've come out, your testimony can set so many people free. So tell us, Thrill, we know we're excited about your new project. Please remind everybody the name of it again, and please tell people how they can keep up with you, catch up with you, and connect with you.
Absolutely. The name of the new project will be dropping November 1st, and it's called Duvalian, like Duval County, Florida, D-U-V-A-L, but it's, the end part is alien, A-L-I-E-N, Duvalian. And it'll feature, of course, myself and a lot of other producers and writers and directors. It just so happened from Jacksonville. It wasn't even planned that way, but hey, that's a dedication to the hometown. Also, the new 69 Boys project is called Thick Girls Winning. It's an ode to all women that of course, the thin girls, y'all been popping forever, but me, myself, and a lot of other men like our women, BBW. So to all our full-figured women out there, we salute y'all. We see y'all looking good, doing good. And we just made a song for you. You can check the video out. It's on YouTube as well. But if you want to follow us on the socials, you can follow the 69 Boys fan page or the Thrill the Player family page, which is fans and family mixed together, Thrill the Player family on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Instagram at Thrill the Player. That's THRILLDAPLAYA, like the player, but Thrill the Player. And you'll get all the rest of my group members' information from my page.
Well, all right. Y'all heard it straight from Thrill himself. You got to come back on again. We got to figure out some way that we're going to be able to get you to have you to on so you can talk more about, you know, what God is laying on your heart to help people to see today in the situations they are. So many young people, they're getting addicted to the syrup and the weed and the this and the that, and they're really distracted from what God has. They know it's something for them to do. They know that God, you know, has given them a gift and a talent to rap, to do music, to produce or whatever, but yet that one thing is keeping them from being catapulted. I just want to be able to create something that you can come back on, and we can do like a special maybe when the kids are out of school and have it, or, you know, the young people when they got a break, and we can really, really be transparent and help them to reach their destiny, you know?
Absolutely. Any conferences, anything that you have like that, because a lot of people don't understand, people like myself, like yourself, who have the outlets, and myself, who've been through the stories, were created for such a time like this, because it's called soul music for a reason. A lot of people don't realize the entertainment that's being put on TV. It has a expedited culture and an expedited culture of negativity. And at times like these, we need people who have been through situations to tell these kids that,
yes,
listen, I've done oxycodone, I've done all these different things, codeine. It leads you further away from your destiny, your God-given destiny. And that's the,
yes,
deceit of the enemy, to get you away from it so he can snatch your dream. He can't take them. But if you agree, you're in agreement with him, the further away you get from your destiny, the more miserable you're going to be. And they need to hear it.
They need to hear it. I love it. Well, we're going to make it happen, Thrill. I love you. I done fell in love with you, my Jackson friend, my Jacksonville, Florida friend. And next time I'm in town, I'm definitely going to call you. We got to get together and hang out some. And I don't know if you know A-Train, but we're going to make it work where everybody know everybody, okay?
I do, yeah, and absolutely. I look forward to it. And thank you again so much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do know A-Train from the host and from the Kings and Queens tour. He was on tour. That's right. He's on tour with y'all. That's right. I don't know. I just got caught up in your testimony. I'm just so overwhelmed with joy because this turned out to be way more than what I expected. And when God does that, he always gives you more than what you expect. And I love it. I love this. So we're going to have you on again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Much love to you. Okay, so now we're going to have John Ewing on. John, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
John, I know you're traveling. Please forgive the delay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay, so everybody that don't know, this is John Ewing III. And who is John Ewing III? Can you tell the listeners?
John Ewing III, I'm a film producer, promoter, and, you know, I've been promoting, you know, concerts and whatnot, parties since, you know, around 98 when I was in college at South Carolina State University. And I ended up, you know, finding my way in film around 2006, 2007. And, you know, I've produced a cascade of documentaries and feature films. You know, some of our films are Heaven Ain't Hard to Find, which is directed by Nima Barnett. Nima is actually the first African-American woman to direct network television. She's directed The Cosby Show, A Different World, What's Happening Now, etc. The Perfect Man, Redemption of a Dog, starring Tony Rock, Kiki Haynes, Keith Robinson. The Last Letter, starring Omari Hardwick and Sharon Lill. Omari actually stars on the television show Power. And The Marriage Chronicles, starring Karen Wardaross, Vivica Fox, Clifton Powell, Persia White, and Terry J. Vaughn. So I've been producing films for quite some time.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. Listen, I don't know. Can you tell the people how you got started in that, though? Like, when did you realize that you had a gift and a talent or even a desire to do that?
I've just always had a fascination with film and television. And my original first love is fashion. So I used to go to the Magic Show around 98 and 99, and I would, you know, talk to people like Willie Esco, Carl Kanai, such and such, and I would try to learn a lot about fashion. And I used to tell them I'd love to be sort of a Carl Kanai slash Spike Lee because I've always had a fascination with film and fashion. So I learned a lot about fashion, but I didn't have any type of connection to film. And that's one thing that I'd love to do eventually is try to find a way that African-Americans, you know, in less privileged neighborhoods could have access to the film industry because typically everyone I meet is from more affluent backgrounds in regards to film.
Yes.
I just think our communities don't have access to it. But I just ended up, I'm really big on networking, Dr. Gina, and I just got in touch with the right people. I found them. Got the connection to Nima, and it just kind of spreads from there. So I'm really big on networking with like-minded individuals like yourself, you know, and I just pretty much took it from there, you know?
Well, I'm really thankful for the connection, period. I just know that it was a divine appointment. I mean, I know it started off one thing. You were dealing with something totally opposite from doing movies and et cetera. But, I mean, just to be able to connect with you this way, I'm just really thankful that it's just I just feel like it's a divine appointment. And I'm so appreciative of your appreciation for networking. So it won't be corny that I would say that I'm so glad that we are connected here. Yeah, definitely. It's so many different ideas and things like that. We'll talk off the air, but I'm just very excited about how young you are and how successful you've become with just having a goal and a vision and just being such a I mean, I don't want to say it in a negative. It's not hustle is not a negative word, but you just hustled your way and got it in. I mean, you continue to push and go. And what can you tell people in this business? I mean, because it's going to take consistency. And I think a lot of times people stop at the first sight of failure. How would you, you know?
One thing I would say is, you know, I believe in thinking and speaking things into existence. you know. Mm. So you can't, you know, talk about a lot of negativity. A lot of times when you're trying to accomplish things that are unfamiliar to people, I don't know, it just makes a lot of people feel, I don't know, like they're lower than you or something, and they just will not, you know, follow you on your journey. So they'll, you know, speak negativity into existence. But, you know, I think, therefore I am. So you have to think positive, and, you know, you want to reach out to everyone that, you know, would like to be a part of your journey, you know, and because no matter how small they are, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, you shouldn't frown on humble beginnings. So never look at someone like, you know, well, he's not big enough for me, such and such, and that type of attitude, because I'm not a writer, nor am I a director. I'm a producer. So it's imperative that I think I have a talent. I don't think I'm all that smart. I'm smart about recognizing talent in other people, because everybody can't tell jokes like Steve Harvey or Nephew Tommy or Kevin Hart. You know, sometimes along those guys' career, they're going to need the guy that says, hey, man, you're funny, but you need to be in front of an audience. Why don't I put the people in the seats while you tell jokes up on stage, and both of us can benefit? And I think that's, you know, that's just pretty much sort of what I do. You know, I don't have the same type. I'm not blessed with the same type of talent that a Tyler Perry or a Spike Lee is, but, you know, I've been blessed to be able to put, you know, writers and directors in a position to, you know, carry out my vision, you know. So I've always wanted to be more of a, I've always wanted to be more of a Berry Gordy or an L.A. Reid. Those are the people that I've looked up to, you know, Russell Simmons. They weren't necessarily singing and dancing or writing the songs, but, you know, everyone was carrying out the vision that they had, you know? So
yes.
You just want to network with like-minded individuals. It does not happen overnight, you know. It is definitely a journey. You know, anyone that would like to know more about me or be able to communicate with me, feel free to send me an email, janique33@yahoo.com. Once again, that's janique33@yahoo.com. And, you know, I just look forward to, I mean, that was a very inspirational interview that you just did with the gentleman from the 69 Boys. Yes, definitely. You know, so I just love to hear those type of positive, motivational stories, because that's the type of stuff that keeps me going. And I just think God connects people for a reason. You know, you may not recognize it, you know, at the beginning, but I think everything is for a divine purpose.
I agree with you 100%, and you're an inspiration. It's so many people that are taking film classes and things. My cousin, by the way, Andre Prince, a good shout out to him. He is so excited that I'm doing this interview with you and Roderick Dickerson. He's actually the director, producer, and does the graphics, the editing, and all of that of my Health and Soul Fitness DVD. So, you know, I told everybody that you were coming on, and you're just an inspiration. I mean, because you've done it, you know what I mean? You've done it. You've been successful in it, and you continue to thrive for even more. And just to have these list of movies under your belt with the celebrity and Lisms in it and all the, you know, that people can recognize and know their names and follow them, and just the directors that you've had is just amazing. It is amazing testimony of what God can do. And just like you said, yes, to speak it into the atmosphere, you got to believe it yourself. If you don't believe it, then the world is not going to believe it. You know what I mean? Right. You have to believe it. God has given it to you to be the vessel to release it. So if you are the carrier, don't believe it, then how is anybody else going to believe it? They're not even going to see it unless you're walking in it, even before it's even done, even before you do your first movie, even before you get your first contract. It doesn't doesn't matter if you don't have a dime. God will supply. All you got to do is come in agreement with it mentally, emotionally, and physically. That's all he wants you to do. And that's why I love Dr. Gina's radio chat and health and soul and interviews that I get to do with these wonderful people like you, John, because, you know, you are an inspiration for people to break out of just the norm. You are literally an example of there's nothing impossible, there's nothing too hard, and then you can do all things, you know?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. And, you know, just to tell you a quick story, one of the key moments in my career was, meeting with, linking up with a talented gentleman that's been writing, directing, several of my films, Mr. Paul Hanna. Paul was looking to get into the business, and, you know, I was looking to getting into feature films as well. So, you know, sometimes you have to meet someone that, you know, you guys complement each other's talents. You know, he hadn't had the opportunity to direct and write any films. He just happened to link up with me. I had been doing a lot of documentaries and putting those out, so I learned the business end of the business first, you know. Okay. So I was a little nervous about producing my first feature because, you know, I'd meet a lot of guys that had spent six figures going to film school, and they would tell me stuff like, John, you know, you're going to have to lose money on your first film. Here's my film. It's called such and such, and it costs $150,000. I hadn't made a dime off of it. And I'm like, well, I'm from the hood. I ain't got $150,000 to lose, and I got eviction notices on the door right now, so I ain't got a dime to lose. So I ended up meeting with Mr. Hanna, and as soon as I met with him, I knew that this was the guy. I knew how professional he was and how serious he took me as a producer, and, you know, we've made four or five films together that have aired on BET, Starz, Showtime, Centric, and Encore television networks, you know? So it's just, you know, it's also a talent and finding talented people and right. giving them opportunities. You know, everybody's not as talented enough to write or direct, but you can produce. Everybody's not as smart with publishing, but they may be able to write the songs and may be able to need someone else to handle some of the business. So, you know, that's just one story that I wanted to share that can just kind of enlighten some of the people on how, you know, you may not be able to do everything. It may be somebody else that may be able to compliment you.
Exactly. And I appreciate that. We got Roderick actually on the line. Roderick, did you have a comment or question that you wanted to share? Okay, he's got dropped. Okay, well, anyway, he had called in and he wanted to, you know, I guess ask you a question. But I'm so glad that you were able to come on and share all of that. Can you please again let people know exactly, you know, where they can reach you? I don't want them to miss the opportunity.
Okay, sure. Hit me up directly. If you're an actor and you want to be in a movie, director, you want to direct the movie, or if you got some financing, holler at your boy. Maybe you can finance a movie. My email address is janique33@yahoo.com. Once again, that's janique33@yahoo.com. Holler at your boy.
Holler at him, because he's you got to check him out, y'all. You got to Google him and check him out. This is John Ewing III. Check him out, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Oh, wait. Roderick's back. He's back. Hold on 1 second. He got a question. Go ahead, Roderick.
No, I was just calling in saying that I'm really enjoying the broadcast, you know, hearing about the stories that Brother Ewing III is telling us. And it's definitely an inspiration to me, and I guess that's a confirmation for me to just keep on going. So I appreciate the candor and this wonderful interview you guys have having.
Well, he actually saw some of your work, Roderick, from what I understand, and he actually thought that you did a great job on the DVD so far.
Well, thank you. Still putting it together. I'll be finalizing it today, so I got some more secrets and surprises to come.
Okay. Okay, definitely. Definitely look forward to that. And, you know, anybody that wants to get in the business, I think it's imperative that you, you know, attend events like American Black Film Festival, Urban World Film Festivals. You know, it's imperative. It's absolute that you have to go to some of the events because, you know, you're going to, you know, meet people that are trying to get to that North Star just like you. And it's all about the network. That's the key, you know?
That's correct.
Well, all right. Well, listen, I'm so glad, Roderick, you were able to come in and get this nugget of information. It's like a boulder for real. I mean, John, you are a blessing. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's truly a blessing. I look forward to following up with you and being on again sometime soon.
Oh, you definitely will be on again, for sure. Thank you so much, okay. Roderick. Love you, and thank you, John.
That's
okay,
great.
We're getting ready to take a brief break, and then we're going to bring A-Train on, and we got Pamela Luheen coming on right after that. So stay tuned.
Hey, say what's happening, man? T.I.P. the King, good. Letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. Hold what you got in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Ree Luheen, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you're an entrepreneur who feels like you're fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. This month, we're going to focus on step number 6 of my book, Create Your Success Team. Throughout my life, I have been intrigued by the lives of successful people. These people have influenced and challenged my thinking and kept me on track. As I examined the lives of these people, and in particular people in business, I found two common themes, mindset and the fact that they all have what I refer to as success teams. So I've created a success team formula which combines the engagement of people and contributing factors to support the accomplishment of a goal or objective. The success team formula is an acronym which is pronounced PBAOTC, P-B-A-O-T-C, which stands for People, Behaviors, Attitudes, Organizations, Things, and Circumstances. Let's begin by addressing the people, or better yet, the power of influences in your life. Have you heard the saying, you become like the people you hang around? These people can be defined as your inner circle. Proverbs 27:17 reads, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Inner circles influence thought, good or bad. Do the people who are closest to you support your dreams and aspirations, or do they come with a gallon of water ready to put your fire out? If selected carefully, inner circles move you into action. It takes you to the next level and holds you accountable as you take flight. Successful people have inner circles in every area of their lives, personally, professionally, spiritually, physically, psychologically, and intellectually. Many things you do not have control over, but creating your circle of influence is critical and definitely one area in which you have total control. Develop a relationship with an industry-specific mentor or someone you can trust who can help chart your course. Assemble a sound team of experts comprised of at least a business advisor, strategist, coach, attorney, accountant, bookkeeper, branding and marketing professional, and social media expert. Mastermind groups can be beneficial too, so take an honest look at the people in your life and make a decision. And let's move to behavior and attitude. Someone once said, you can't stop people from being who they are, but you can stop you from being who you are not. Who are you to be? It is a fact that behavior and attitude are interdependent. Every successful person I've read about, heard about, or spoken to have amazing attitudes and consistent and productive behaviors. These are great attributes that lead to outstanding character. How do you face each day? Do you rise with excitement and anticipation? Do you spend time with your Creator thanking Him for another day of opportunity and asking Him to order your steps for the day? Now, organization. In this section, I challenge you to evaluate how you organize yourself daily for success. In addition, we want to also take an in-depth look at the organizations to which you belong. The ultimate goals are to create strong organizational systems and to align yourself or business with organizations that help you accomplish your vision and mission. I have attended a plethora of workshops, seminars, conferences, and symposiums over the years featuring successful people. If there is one consistent message regarding organization, it would be each person created a system. After creating systems, their next challenge was allowing the systems to guide their daily tasks. As it relates to organizations, it is essential to your business or goal that you align yourself with the right organizations. Organizations are where relationships are formed and services given. Every organization has a defined purpose, and with every purpose comes an opportunity to give of your talents and skills and build your business. Professionally, organizations provide education, create strategic alliances, partnerships, collaborations, mastermind groups, and the list goes on. Organizations are a critical component of professional development and success in moving business and or careers forward, but the investment of time and money must be taken into account. If an organization does not exist to suit your needs, create one, because it is vital to keeping your pipeline filled with potential clients and opportunities. Now let's move on to the T for things. Do you journal? Journaling is an extremely powerful tool and has become an essential part of my life. It helps reflect, helps me stay on track, and keep my creative juices flowing. It works when you use it, whether you're reflecting on your day, expressing gratitude, defining your next chapter, writing a book, or creating a new business. How about reading? Reading energizes your creative process. It unlocks your understanding and propels you forward. As a CEO, it's imperative to stay abreast of industry standards, products, services, competition, but most of all, your professional development. Another thing I found essential to having a productive day is making a short list of key projects and tasks before I begin each day. This helps with focus and gives a sense of accomplishment. Now that you've spent time analyzing the people, behaviors, attitudes, organizations, and things, let's take a look at circumstances. Have you heard it's not about what happens to you in your life, but how you choose to respond? The circumstances in my life which drive me like none other are providing the best life I possibly can for my children and caring for the needs of my seasoned mother. As a single parent, I watched my mother sacrifice to send me to private schools and college. I watched fear consume her head as that job she counted on every day was snatched from her when the company went bankrupt. How has this impacted me? This has driven me to create my company and help people all around the world develop their gifts and talents to serve others through entrepreneurship. It is a fact that perspective influences position and choices. What is your perspective about your circumstances? Focus on building or evaluating your success team today. This ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluehing.com. That's PamelaLuehing.com. I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuehing. Until next month, move forward to turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
All right. Well, now we got joining us, and I know you got blessed with Pamela Luehing's 5 Minutes to Success. I know that she gave you some good tips and information like she always does. Love her segments. Love her time with us. Always a blessing to just get that impartation because you want to expand yourself. You got creativity all in your bones and in your blood cells. It's time to release it. Stop worrying about not having and not being able to and not knowing this person or whatever. Listen, that's what Dr. Gina's radio chat is all about. It's all about equipping God's people to get ready and start taking over territories, y'all. It's your time. Now we got A-Train, who is on fire. This is my brother. He's so hot, I can't even stand next to him. He's so hot. But guess what? I can take it. I can take the heat. Bring it on, A-Train. How you doing?
I'm good, sis. How you doing, Dr. Gina?
I'm fantastic. What is going on, A-Train? We always love to hear what A-Train got to say and what A-Train is thinking. What's going on?
Listen, I'm out here coming at him like a locomotive out on this road. And speaking of the road life, I enjoyed seeing you in Augusta at the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop show. It was good to have you in the house, but this Dr. Gina came through and surprised your boy, so it was awesome. It was awesome.
I did. I tried to keep it a secret. I was like, oh, I hope he don't mind surprises, because this is a surprise for sure. It was so good seeing you. Love your energy. I just love the positivity. You bring nothing but just goodness with you in any environment. So it doesn't matter if the artist is talking about privates and all of that stuff. You hold your character down, and I love it, and people receive it, because that is nothing but God's anointing, right?
I appreciate it. It really is. It was so funny because I was backstage at the Columbus show, and one of the rappers pulled me to the side. He was like, hey, man, Train, listen, I want you to know that when you're on stage, he says, when I was watching you, it was like literally watching the hand of God on somebody. He was like,
wow,
you had this whole arena laughing. He was like, man, that ain't natural. He was like, that's God, bro. And he was like, man, just keep doing what you're doing and keep doing it how you're doing it. And this is one of the rappers that we all know. You know, I ain't going to put his name out there, but I was shocked to receive that type of feedback and that love. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just walking it out. We're walking it out. We out here doing it big on the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop Tour. Shout out to all the cities that's been showing us mad love. Fayetteville, Augusta, Columbus. Jacksonville, Macon, you know, Charleston, you know what I'm saying? So, and everybody just been showing us mad love. So, and it's an honor and a privilege to be hosting that, man. So I'm feeling real good about that.
And you and I have crossed so many paths, you know what I mean? We've crossed so many paths doing, you know, on some of the same venues and things like that.
Right.
And I'm really excited about it because I really look at it, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it was just on my heart. You know, so people can know that you can be clean, you can be godly, and you just have to trust God to take you to these territories, these areas, because you don't realize how much of a drink of water you truly are. Living water is flowing through. Come on now, because God is moving. That's why I had to go on in. You don't realize what living water you are to so many people that need God, that needs that drink of water. And you know what, we can't be afraid and so religious that we will not allow God to lead us. Listen, it's an infiltration, you know, not in a negative way, but it is literally an infiltration. God is taking people that he can trust. Come on now, he's allowing us to go into these territories, and even if it meant to save somebody's life for a night, that is what we're called to do. I'm telling you, we might not be able to see the full picture. We might not be able to experience their whole transformation, but if we can spare their life or even put a nugget in them or sow a seed or water it just for the night, it is such an honor and such a reward. So I thank you for remaining. You don't have to sell out. We don't have to sell out. We don't have to do it the world's way. We can do it just the way God has us doing it. And look at all these doors that are opening. Bam, 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 bam. You're on all these news reports. You're being asked all the time for opportunity, iPod shows and radio shows and stage, and you just everywhere. Look at what God is doing. There's proof that you don't have to sell your soul to be famous. God will make you your name great in the earth if you just obey him, and he will send you in the areas that religious folks just ain't gonna go. Somebody got to go.
Exactly. And thank you for saying that too, Dr. Gina, because, you know, when you think about it, I mean, laughter, you know, is like a medicine. You know what I'm saying? I know people think that's like a typical cliche, but it really does serve as, you know, a form of healing, man. And when you look at everything that we're going through in this country, and especially in the Black community, you know, in some of these inner cities that we're hitting, you know, with this tour, and just to be able to add a piece of comedy to it, and to know that that the style of comedy falls into a category of, you know, wholesome comedy, you know, it's a real honor to be at a place where you're serving the people. Because when you look at what's going on, you know, with this, you know, this police brutalities and how these cities and how our urban cities are really hurting, you know, because of, you know, the things that's going on, you know, killing the unarmed man. And I'm just really, you know, fortunate to be at a place where I could be doing something that would kind of cater to, you know, the benefit of others. You know what I mean? So I really do take it from a serious standpoint, and I really do view it as healing, you know, and laughter is like a medicine, you know, to the body. So it's just an honor and a privilege to walk out this particular lane, you know. And Kevin Hart just showed us. This week, Forbes released that Kevin Hart is the highest paid comedian in the world.
Check
last
it out.
Year he brought in $87.5 million. So I'm talking about laughter is medicine, but apparently it comes with great financial gain too.
You better know it, and you know if God has allowed him to get it, you know your turn. You got it's a pool of it for us too now. So
right.
But you know what, A-Train, I'm just, you know, you are just, I mean, just such a pioneer at this point. I'm just saying, with clean comedy in this generation, in this time. So I just want to encourage you that you got, you know, intercessors praying for you. You have, you know, support, you know, it just broadens your territory to be able to relate to everybody from the pulpit to a rap concert. You are able to just be transparent to the place of this is who I am and this is what I represent and I serve him and that's it. You know, I'm not compromising that, no matter what the check looks like, what the contract, the opportunity, I will serve him no matter what. And that's just a Daniel anointing going on for real. Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach going on up in you.
Wow, I appreciate that. Also, too, Dr. Gina, I had the opportunity last week to serve the families of the El Faro ship that went down in the storm. It pulled out of the port here in Jacksonville. Remember a few months ago, the storm came and, you know, the ship was lost at sea. Well, the families of that particular crew, it was 33 people that was lost at sea, and all of their families, they had a fundraiser and a gala that they put together, a benefit that they put together here in Jacksonville. And Willie Gary was one of the key, you know, keynote speakers on that. And they had Dietrich Haddon, you know, to perform. Avant was one of the singers as well. And I had to close the show out, you know, with some comedy. So it was a real pleasure and an honor, you know, to be able to serve those families in this hour, you know, with some laughter. So I'm telling you, man, laughter is really medicine.
It's important. It is. And they say the joy to the Lord gives you strength. So if you laughing, just how strong you are, if you keep on laughing, you know, it's not the anger that makes you strong or the resentment or the bitterness. It's the joy. It's the laughter.
Exactly.
It's the fun. Yes. Exactly. And you know what? You was with my boy Dietrich Haddon. I wish I was there for that event. I hate that I missed it. But just, we only got a couple of more minutes. I wanted to touch down on some trending topics real quick. And then I wanted everybody to know what you got going on this week and also how they can get in touch with you. We got 3 minutes with that. Just tell us what you think about the debate and all of that.
The debate, I will say one thing. I need Lester Holt to stand up and take control of this debate, and I don't let them push him over. When he say stop talking, stop talking. So I need Lester to just not sit there. Don't just sit there, Lester. Say something. And
say something. Say something. You wish you could have just shook him up.
Right. I was like, is this Lester Holt or is this, you know, Colin Kaepernick? Because you done took a seat and he said nothing. It's like, no, wait a minute now.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm hoping that you know, you'll be able to keep us updated on all of the political stuff and your point of view of that. Keep the people laughing in such a time where people are just confused and disturbed, especially with the political arena. So yeah, we're gonna definitely, A-Train's gonna be joining us every week. He won't be on next week on the 5th, but he'll be on the following Wednesdays. So we're gonna have his report and share with us what he's thinking. A-Train and what he thinks. That's what we're going to call it.
Absolutely.
What does A-Train think? Okay, so listen, tell us what's going on real quick. We got about a minute and a half. What's going on this week with you?
This week I will be in Atlanta supporting my mentor, Dia Hughley, at the Comedy Get Down. And then I'll be back in here. I got some more private shows going on the tentative, on the personal dates. And then also we got the February 24th show that we're working on for the Ambrose Jones Last Comic Standing. He'll be performing with me at my show at the Ritz Theater. So hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm always posting my dates and appearances on there.
as well as on Facebook at A-Train Live. And that way you can keep up with me. I'm out here, people. I'm out here. I'll follow on Instagram and do it again and see what happens. Yeah.
Do it again and see what I don't know why that tickles me every single time. Do it again and see what happens. Don't do it again, y'all. Okay, listen. Are you going to block it? That's what he's saying. Listen, you have been tuning in with me and A-Train at Dr. Gina's Radio Check. Thank you so much for Thrill from the 69 Boys. Love his heart. Love his passion for our youth and everybody pretty much. I just love him. He was a blessing. And John Ewing the Third. Oh, my God. You gave us so much wealth. God continue to bless you, bless you, bless you. And Pamela Luhin, as always, we love your business smarts. You're just such a treat and such a blessing to the kingdom. And of course, A-Train, how can I forget you? Love you so much. Listen, you guys, live whole, live whole, live in your destiny, live healthy. It's all about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. You can reach me on all social media, but this is your time to shine. This is your moment. You never know, you may be a guest on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love you all for listening. God bless you all. Until next week, October the 5th, I love you. Thank you. God bless you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.